堂听 class.com。
Lesson 3. Changing the position of your tongue. Once again, write down the counter number so you can rewind to this spot. Okay. You've started to relax the front of your mouth and increase the movement in your jaw and rear tongue. It's time to learn the very special type of rear tongue movement that creates the American resonance and also helps form American pronunciations.This exercise is really important for everyone with an accent, but it's even more important if you are a native speaker of an East Asian language, Japanese, the Chinese languages, as well as Korean, Vietnamese, Thai, Cambodian, and most of the other languages in that part of the world. Because those languages move the tongue so much less than American and European languages do.Let's begin with the first step. First, open the manual to Lesson 3 and look closely at the photograph you'll find there. It shows you a person's tongue being held in a very specific position. I'll call this the starting position. Now, once again, look in your mirror. Make sure there's enough light for you to be able to see into the back of your mouth.Now try to put your own tongue into the shape and position that you see in the photo. As you try to copy that tongue position, I will also describe the position very briefly. You see that the tongue is lying down flat across the bottom of the mouth. The tip is lying just against the top of the lower front teeth.And the shape of the tongue is slightly concave. That means that it's curving down slightly from the edges toward the center. And most importantly of all, the back third of the tongue is lying down flat. In fact, the very back of the tongue is the lowest part. It isn't arching up toward the soft palate.Now, in a minute, I want you to turn off the tape and spend a few minutes trying to put your tongue into this position and hold it there for a while. It might be very difficult to get your tongue to go where you want it to at first. Just struggle with it by trial and error for a few minutes. Then you can turn the tape back on, and I'll give you a few more hints. So turn the tape off now. Well, how did it go?A few of you may have succeeded right away, but for most of you it was probably very difficult. So here are a few helpful hints. First, try to get your tongue to relax down into the starting position. Don't hold your mouth open too wide. Don't strain your jaw open. Keep it open just wide enough for you to be able to see your tongue in the mirror. Then,put the tip of your finger onto the middle of your tongue and press very gently down and back. Now be careful. Don't really put your finger too far back there. I don't want you to choke in the name of losing your accent. Now, after you push the tongue down there, try to get it to relax under your finger and stay down in that position. Then lift your finger offand see if your tongue will stay there. I don't want you to feel like you're tightening up either your tongue or your throat muscles. Just try to feel like the tongue is lying there in a very relaxed way. Then try it again, see if you can do it without using your finger. So again, shut off the tape and try this for a few minutes using the new suggestions that I just made.Feel free to rewind the tape and listen to the instructions in these last two steps as many times as you want. Welcome back. Now, remember, I don't want you to continue the tape until you're really good at putting and keeping your tongue in the starting position. Practice the technique that I just described for about 10 or 12 minutes at a time.Then, go back and practice it again a couple of hours later for another 10 or 12 minutes. Do this every few hours for a day or so. You'll see how fast those old muscles learn new tricks. When you've done that practicing, come back and start the tape again at this point. Welcome back again from all your practicing. Well, now that you can hold your tongue down in the starting position, without tension and without any help from your finger, it's time to learn exactly what this position feels like in the muscles. When you hear me say the word now, I want you to open your mouth and try to have your tongue go into the start position as your mouth is opening. After it's open, then check in the mirror to see if you succeeded. Okay? Now, open your mouth. Is your tongue down in the desired position? Check it out in the mirror. Okay, go through that sequence several times, but each time, concentrate on what you are feeling in the tongue muscles. When you look in the mirror, try to remember how it felt at those times when your tongue went where you wanted it to go. Practice this exercise for 5 or 10 minutes every few hours until you can put your tongue into the starting position by feeling alone. Be sure you know exactly what it feels like when your tongue is in that starting position, flat and low in the back of your mouth. Now we're going to try to make sound with the tongue in, you guessed it, the starting position. So begin with your tongue in this starting position and once again say, ah, ah, ah. Look in the mirror as you're doing it and see if there's any movement in your tongue or your lips when you make that sound. Go ahead. Ah, ah, ah. Did your tongue move? In many cases, it probably did. It's very possible that the back of your tongue moved up toward the soft palate when you started the ah. Now, I want you to reverse that. I want you to practice making the ah sound with the back of your tongue beginning in the starting position and then moving down slightly, not up, but down just before you make the sound. So the sequence is down ah, down ah, down ah. Don't start the ah until your tongue has already moved down slightly. Now, after you stop each ah, you can let it move back up to the starting position again. Don't glide your tongue during the ah. Let it go down first. Down ah, down ah, then up to the start. Don't move your tongue while you're saying the ah. At first, try to do this by creating the feeling of a slight downward pull in the middle and back of your tongue right before you start the ah. Try it several times while looking in the mirror. Try it right now. Down ah, down ah, down ah. Okay, I know that some of you are getting a little frustrated, especially if your tongue is still moving up when you're trying to get it to move down. Well, if that's happening, it's time for you to use your fingertip again. After your tongue is in the starting position, put your finger in the middle of your tongue and push very softly down and back just before you begin the ah. Try that several times. Push ah, push ah, push ah. Now, don't push too hard. Just glide your tongue down with your finger. Don't tense it up. The next time you try, don't push. Just try to pull your tongue down away from your fingertip without pushing any pressure. Then, see if you can produce the same downward movement without using your finger at all, just creating the feeling of the downward movement. once again, practice what I've just been telling you to do in short 10-minute sessions every few hours until you start getting the hang of it. Here are two important warnings. First, don't tense up the walls of your throat at all. Don't feel that you're pulling down into your throat. Remember that this is a relaxed tongue movement inside the mouth, not a tensing of the throat at all. If your throat keeps getting tense on this exercise, maybe you're pulling down on a spot which is too far back on your tongue. Try concentrating on a spot which is a little closer to the middle. Now here's the second warning. Let me remind you once again not to push your lips forward in any way during this tongue movement. Keep your lips just as relaxed as you did in lesson two. If you keep seeing them move forward, again, put a tiny little backward pull into the corners of your mouth at the same time that you move your tongue down. So, stop the tape again and practice. Okay, I hope you've practiced a lot, and now you can begin with your tongue in the starting position and move it down on each ah, 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 without tension and without lip movement. Now I'd like you to rewind to the beginning of lesson two and review both lesson two and lesson three before turning the tape over. This is the end of side one.